Okay, we're on the bottom of Yudzayin Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, Amar Mar. We had said before that it said in Megillas Tainus, Mitman Yabei, from the eighth day of Nisan, Ad Sof Moada, until the end of the Yontif of Pesach, Itosiv Chaga Shavuaya, they won over, they had a whole fight about Shavuot, because the Baitusim, which is another sect, of people that went off that didn't believe in Torah Sheval Peh, they held that Shavuot always had to fall out on a Sunday, because they learned the pasuk of Ach B'yom HaRishon to be a Sunday, and therefore Shavuot would always fall out on a Sunday. And it took the Chachamim from the eighth day of Nisan in a certain year until after Pesach to convince them that they were wrong and that really Shavuot could fall out any day of the year. Rashi quotes that One of the gedolim, one of the people from the Baitusim, made the following argument, and they said, "Listen, it was for sure that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, the Torah wanted Shavuos to always fall out on a Sunday. Isn't it great when you have a 2-day Yontif, Shabbos followed by Sunday? So much Suda, so much Chag. Of course, that was the intention. And it took them all that long. I saw once that of all the times that the Chachamim, that the Tzedukim argue with the Chachamim, how many times is that? It's less than 20. I think it's 16 times. I don't know if this is one of the 16 that came around. But it's only 16 times. Not that many. You know, you'd think it was every other thing. Only 16 times. Majority of them have to do with Shabbos and Yontif. Different issues came up on Yontif. On a day-to-day basis, very few things were different. A few things we had in the Mishkan, we had in the Beis HaMikdash. Anyway, so from the 8th day till Pesach, those days are Achad. Some of the Achronim point out, well, don't we know that the first 12 days of Nisan anyway are special because they were days of the Nisim? So what do you need more days, more reasons to be special? Were they special anyway? So some say, well, first of all, those days, those 12 days, it was one per Shevet. So the only day that it was special was the day that your Shevet brought the carbon. So if you're from Zevulun, no other day was special except the day of Zevulun. The problem is we don't know what Shevet we're from. So Misafek, we have all 12. What are we doing in those 12? What do we do special? We don't have Tachnun. That's about it.
No Hespit.
No Hespit. Is that true? Well, there's no Hespit the whole Nisan. Right. So others say that those 12 days are only special regarding Yechidim. Yechidim can't fast. But for a Rabbim, if they wanted to institute a fast, they for sure could. Comes along these days, the Megillas Tainus, and Asrit even for the Rabbim. Because they're special for these reasons too. It's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch, there's a siman in Shulchan Aruch, Tav Kuf Ayin Gimel, which is how Megillas Tainus is batal. There's no Megillas Tainus anymore. And not only that, there's even a minhag to one of the days. There's another, I think it's Tav Pei, which is about days that you should fast for various reasons, various tzaras. One of them is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, even though it's Rosh Chodesh. It's a day of, and the Ramah says that if a chassan is getting married in the first 12 days of Nisan, he does fast on his chuppah. He does fast on the day of his chuppah, even if it's Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh, I don't know if we pass on this halacha l'maisa, I don't know what chassanim do if they get married Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but the Ramah says even Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because the day Nadav and Avihu died. The day Nadav and Avihu died, it's a very sad day. That's one of the days, there's a bunch of days there, Ches and Tes, Teves, those days also, different tragedy. We're going to have that tune in Megillah. So special days. So even in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So just more, further highlights how the Megillah Tainus is batal. Anyway, from the eighth day of Nisan till after Pesach, those days are special because they were victorious over the Baitusim in establishing the Yontif of Shavuos. So the Gemara says that Delola Misbad, and there's no Hespedim on those days. So Gemara says, Lamali o ad sof moed, why did Megillas Tainus have to say until the end of the moed, lema ad ha moed, let it say until the moed, until Pesach, umoed gufa yontav huva asr, and the moed itself is asr. Of course you're not allowed to fast and have a spade them on Pesach. Megillas Tainus didn't have to tell me that. It could have said from the eighth day till erev Pesach, and I would know Pesach is special. So the Gemara says, Amar of Papa, Rav Papa said, Kida Amar Rav, like Rav said yesterday, regarding the first 8 days of Nisan, Lo Nitzdrucha El Asar Yom Shalafanov, the only reason why we mentioned Rosh Chodesh Nisan was to Asar the day before Erev Rosh Chodesh, so too, Hachanami, here also, Lo Nitzdrucha, the only reason why we mention Pesach, El Eser Yom Shel Achrov, to Aser the day after Pesach. Day after Pesach is also included. Had I stopped at Pesach, I wouldn't know that. Right? The Megillas Tainus mentions Pesach to include the day after Pesach as well. So some Achronim point out, you see from here that if not for Megillas Tainus, it's perfectly permissible to fast on Esrei Chag. Only because Megillas Tainus said you can't. But today that Megillas Tainus is batel, you can fast. Nothing wrong with that. The Mechaber says, but not the day after Shavuos. Well, I'm not exactly sure why they make that chiluk. It's a big discussion now about Esrei Chag. It's all from here. What are the parameters of Esrei Chag? The Rama says it is a day of extra simcha, extra seuda, but it's clear, some Achronim point out, it's clear from here that you could fast. Fine. What? Yeah, in Hesped. Yeah. Well, anyway, we don't have to spate them generally in Nisan. Anyway. But maybe for Sukkot and for Shavuot, but a lot of that discussion comes from right here. Anyway, Kaman, who is this like? Who is all this like? Rabbi Yossi, it's like Rabbi Yossi. The Amru said, Bein Lefanov, Bein Lachrov Aser. Even the day before a day of Megillas Tainus and a day after are all Aser. Ihachi, if that's true, then go, wait a minute. Then the Esrim V'tisha Nami. And the 29th day of Adar, my Irya Dahavi Yoma Dimikame Yoma Dimitukam Tmida. Why did you have to tell me that the 29th day of Adar is Aser to fast and have Hesped because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is the day before they were victorious about the Karban Tamid, like we said yesterday? Typically, let's say, Dahavale Yoma Dibasar Eserim Vitamanyabe. It's the day after day number 28. The day after day number 28. I couldn't open the door there to get to the fuses. Couldn't open it. It's stuck. The Mekana Yoma did talk to, right, typically the Havala Yoma the Basar Aser Mitamanyabe. It's the day after day number 28. And that's reason enough to Aser fasting on day number 29. What's special about day 28? 28th day of Adar, what's special about that? The Tanya, the Esrei V'Tamanya Bei, on the 28th day of Adar, Itas Besurta Tavasa L'Yehudoi. Good news came to the Jewish people. Good news. Why? De Lo Yehudin Min Oraisa. Because we weren't deprived from the Torah. Why? Shepam Achas, because one time, Nigzer Gzeira Al Yisrael, there was a gzeira on Klal Yisrael, Shol Yasku B'Torah, that they weren't allowed to learn Torah, and V'Shelo Yimolu Es B'neihem, they could not do Bris Milah, V'Shechilu Shabbosos, and they were not allowed to keep Shabbos either. So just, it's very interesting. And so we're focusing now on the Torah. The Torah was forbidden, and on the 28th day of Adar, it was restored. So that became one of the days of Megillas Tainus. So the Gemara is going to ask, if day 28 is off limits, so certainly day 29. So day 29 is off limits too. So why do I need to tell me that day 29 is off limits because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh? It's the day after day number 28. Why is that better than that? Not sure. But at least it's a kasha.
Because, you said it was Rosh Chodesh, it's Doraisa, so...
No, but we didn't give the reason for Rosh Chodesh. We gave the reason because for the 8 days where they were victorious at the Talmud. So that could be also, because it could be Rosh Chodesh, you wouldn't need Chizuk. You wouldn't need Chizuk, so it had to be for the... That's the better reason. It's a better reason. Fine. So just Ben Yehuda says that there's a remiss in the Torah to the 28th day of Adar being special. That it was, that the Torah was restored. Where? It says in the Shira, Yemincha Hashem Ne'edori Bakodesh. Ne'edori Bakoach. Yemincha, which is Yemincha, which is Mimino H Dos Lamo. Yemincha, the right hand, is reference to Torah. Yemincha Hashem Ne'edori, has the word Adar in there. Bakoach, Bechavches. Yemincha Hashem, the Torah was restored, but Ne'edori Bakoach, on the 28th day of Adar. So it's a remnant of the Torah to that. But you're the sense. Anyway, there was a gzera they couldn't learn, they couldn't do Bris Milah, and they couldn't keep Shabbos. Why is these three mitzvot special? Because these three mitzvot have no connection to Goyim at all. Right? We say that a Goy that keeps Shabbos is Chayav Misa, a Goy is also to learn Torah, and if a Goy does a Bris Milah, it's nothing. There's no effect. He doesn't get schar for that. If a guy lends you $100, he gets schar for that. He's nice to you. There's no if a guy keeps arayis or dinim, they get chayav for this. They're not chayav for this. It's totally, they have no connection to these three mitzvot. Anyway, ma'asa Yehuda ben Shemua. What did Yehuda ben Shemua do? V'chaverav holchu v'natlu eitza matronisa achas. They went to one matron, one noble woman, some influential woman in the government. Shekol gadolei Roma mitzurin etzla. All the nobles of Rome were always there, and Amrulahem, and she told them, Amdu, get up, v'hivginu balayla, and go cry at night. Why at night? Why at night? So it's three reasons. First of all, night is a time where the Goyim have been generally unsuccessful. First of all, the angel fought with Yaakov at night, didn't help. It wasn't victorious. The night, a lot of these, what I'm going to say, I'm a midrashim. Avram Avinu was victorious with the four kings and the five kings that happened at night. Sennacherib died at night. Tzora was taken by Paro at night. The Makas Pachoros was at night. All these things were at night. Haman was hung at night, the Medrash says. So all these things were done at night. So it was like telling the Goyim, at night, what you're trying to do is not going to work. Third reason is because the Gemara says, which is very interesting, the Gemara says that all the Roman nobles were at her house. So she told them, listen, go cry at night. When they're all by my, well, they're all by me, they're all in my parlor, right? And then what's that noise? What's that yelling outside? And she, then I'll tell them what's going on and I'll try to influence them. It's a very practical reason, right? Because they're there and she's there and they hear the crying, so it'll be effective. Anyway, Halchav Yifgina Balayla, they went at night and they cried. Amru, they said, E Shamayim, heaven. So it's a machlok, so are they talking to Hashem or are they talking to the Goyim? Right, are they calling Hashem or are they calling the Goyim? And they say, Lo Acham Anachnu, aren't we brothers? Lo b'nei av echad anachnu, aren't we all the son of one father? Aren't we all the son of Yitzchak? Lo b'nei im achas anachnu, aren't we all the daughter, the children of Rivka, one mother? Manish d'ninu mikol uma v'lashon sh'atim goes min aleinu gzeir with rose. Why are we different? We're the only nation that you're making decrees against, evil decrees. Why are you doing that? Therefore, ubatlam, and they were mevatalot. So about the decree, v'osam hayom, and that day, asuhu yantuf. And that day was yantuf, it was the 28th day of Adar, and that day was special. Right, so why'd they have to say three times, aren't we brothers, aren't we the same father, aren't we from the same mother? So when they mention, aren't we brothers, the Torah says that. The Torah says, lo sasayiv adomi. You're not allowed to bother Edom. Ki achem, you're brothers. Because they were telling you, it says it in the Torah. That's a reference to Torah. You're trying to take away Torah, but the Torah itself says we have to treat you right. The reference to Yitzchak was a reference to Bris Mila. Yitzchak was the first person to have a Bris Mila when he was 8 days old, right? It's from your father too to have a Bris Mila. And Rivka, a little bit of a stretch, Rivka's connected to Shabbos because the Medrash says that Rivka kept Shabbos. Why that would be, right? She lit Neros and Chala after Sarah died, so why that would be so impressive to the Goyim, I'm not sure, but at least they were trying to drive home the point three times. The Ben Yehuda says, even better, regarding the Torah, it says in the Torah that Esav was a tzayid befiv and Yaakov was an ish tam yoshev ahalim. We never find anywhere that Esav didn't like that. He was upset with that. He bothered Yaakov. No, don't go to the ohalim. Stay with me in the forest. He never said a word to Yaakov. He let him learn. He didn't mind. So why are you minding? Esav didn't mind. The Torah was okay for Esav. He had no problem with it. Right? So, again, he was driving home the same point that why does the Torah bother you so much? Didn't bother your grandfather Esav. Okay. Anyway, that day was the 28th day. So if that day was the 28th day, so why can't day number 29 be off limits because it's the day after day number 28? That's the kasha. So Amar Abaya, you're right. Lo nitzrucha el l'chodesh mu'ubar. You're right. The only time will lead day 29 to be the day before. You're right, is if it's what's it is a chodesh mu'ubar. Rashi points out normally Adar has 29 days. So day 29 is always, almost always, the day before Rosh Chodesh. So if it's the day before Rosh Chodesh, then you're right. I don't need day 28. But let's say there is a 30th day. Rashi has two pshatim. We'll say this one first. Let's say there's a 30th day in Adar, it's unusual, but it happened. So then day 29 is not the day before Rosh Chodesh anymore. Then I'll leave the day after day 28. Right? Because then it'll be day 30. That's the day before Rosh Chodesh. So that's when I'll leave Aleph. Right. But otherwise, you're right. That's Rashi. That's Rashi's second pshat. The first pshat is, what if there are two Adars? And then what was the Adar Rishon and Adar Beis? That's a difficult answer. Anyway, it's a much more simple answer to say that there's an extra day in Adar, there's a 30th day in Adar, so day 29 is not the day before Rosh Chodesh anymore. So then I'll need day 28. Rav Ashi Amar, no, afilu teima l'chodesh chaser. No, you can even say it's a regular month. Regular month. But, kol shel acharav betainis, kol shel acharav, any day after a holiday in Megillas Tainis, betainis osur behesped mutter. Hesped is mutter. But this day 29, hoel umutol ben shnei yamim tovim, it's smack in the middle between day 28, which is special, and Aleph Nisan, which is special. Therefore, since it's so special that day, asuhu biyantiv atzmo, they made it its own yantiv, vafilu behesped nami osur, and even hespedim are off limits. That's why the Megillas Tainis told me it's the day before Aleph Nisan. Fine. Amar Mar, Mitzman Yabei Ad Sof Moada. Again, we said that from the 8th day of Nisan until the day after Pesach, Itosif Chagav, they established the Yant, those days were special. Itosif Chagav de Shvuaya, they established the Yantif of Shavuot to be not necessarily on a Sunday, and therefore, the Lola Mispad. It's not off, Hespedim are off limits. So the Gemara asks, why did you have to tell me that it's that this whole thing began on the 8th day, right? On the 8th day of Nisan it started. The 8th day was special anyway. Why was it special? Because it was the last day of the fight about the Talmud, right? Lema mitisha bei. Say this is from the 9th. This should start from the 9th. Why? The Tamanya Gufa Usr. And the 8th day anyway, you're not allowed to have Hespedim. To have a Yoma de Itukim Beit Tamida. That's the last day that the Karban Talmud was, that fight was won. So anyway, it's special. Right? So, the Gemara says, no. Kivan de, listen to this. Kivan de Ilu Mikla Milsa. Let's say something's going to happen. For whatever reason, we're going to have an Amid Beis. There were days that were in Megillas Tainis, and they were taken off the list because of tragedies that happened. So it could be that these days in Megillas Tainis, they're not halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, they're not etched in stone. Right? Today they're special, and no different day they won't be special. So just because they're special now, doesn't mean they're going to be special forever. So these first 8 days, the reason about the Karban Tamid, that reason could become batal. Something's going to happen. But little shiva, they're going to be mevatel the 7 days. Means the 8th day too. So Tamanya Gufi Usr, but the 8th day will still remain Usr. Even if they do away with that reason about the Karban Talmud they're being victorious. Even if that reason's gone, the 8th day will still be Usr. Why? The Havalayoma Kama di Tosa Bechaga de Shvuaya. Because it'll always be the day it'll always be the first day where they won the fight about Shavuos. So even if the first reason falls, you still have the second reason, and that's why Megillas Tainis mentioned this reason too. So the Gemara says, "Hashad the Asas Lahachi." Now that we've said that reason, Esen V'Tisha Nami. So the 29th day also, Kivan the Ilu Mikla Milsa Ubat Linel Esen V'Tamanya. So maybe the 28th day will be off limits. Maybe the 28th day will become Batal, right? And the Ben Yehoyada's remez from the pirate from the Shira is going to fall away. That's going to fall away. That could happen if that becomes a sad day. So Esen V'Tisha, but Esen V'Tisha Gufi Aser. The 29th will remain Aser. The Havala Yoma de Mekame Yoma de Takam Tamida. It'll always remain the day before they won the fight about the Karban Talmud. Okay? Fine. Itmar. Rabchi Bar Asi Amar Rav Halacha Ki Rabbi Yossi. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. It's all Mepharshim ask, who cares? There's no Megillas Tainis anymore. You're telling me something from Mashiach's time. So Mashiach, are these days going to come back? The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi has a machlokes about the days before and the day after, about Hesped and Tainis, the day before and day after. On Megillas Tainis itself, nobody has an argument. Well, we'll see in a minute, but the day before and the day after. So we don't hold any of these days today, except for Chanukah and Purim. Those are the only days that we still hold.
They didn't hold those days?
They did.
What happened to Gemara?
No, they're already off. We're going to see them in days. They're already off. So what are we telling me about halacha is like Rabbi Yossi? So some say, the Ravid holds, that the days of Megillas Tainis are only batal regarding Yechidim. But regarding the Ravim, they still apply. In other words, if the Ravim wants to institute a fast, maybe they can't institute a fast on these days. That's a big chiddush. Or some say, Enochanami, you're right, he's talking about Mashiach. Well, Mashiach comes, we should know, we're going to pass down like Rabbi Yossi. You're right, Enochanami. That's unusual, we usually don't say that. But the other alternative is to say we hold like the Rav, which I don't think we hold like either. So, those are the two answers. Anyway, Ushmul Amar, Shmuel says, no, halacha ki Rav Meir. Halacha is like Rav Meir. Who's Rav Meir? Rav Meir is a Tanakam in the Mishnah. So, it's Tan Mishnah's Rav Meir, so we're saying it's Rav Meir. Now, Umi Amar Shmuel Hachi, Vatanya, Rav Shirin Ben Gamliel Omer, Umat Talmud Lomar Bahon Bahon Shtei Pa'amim. Why does Megillas Tainus, we had it yesterday, we quoted from Megillas Tainus, and what did we say? That we said, Tana Rabbanan, Ilu Yomayin Deloz Ana Bahon, these are the days we don't fast in them. And Umik Sason, and some of these days, Delo Mispad Bahon, we don't have a spade them on those days. Why did they have to say Bahon twice? So Rav Shir Megalil says, Lomalacha Shehein Asurin. Only those days are Asur. Lifnehem Ulacharehen Mutarin. The day before and the day after are Mutar. And V'Amar Shmuel Halacha Kerav Shirin Ben Gamliel. And Shmuel said, I passed him like that. So didn't a minute ago he passed him like a mayor? So the Gemara says no. The Gemara answers no. Meikara Savar. Originally we thought Kivin Deleka Tana to make a Kerav Meir or Malacha Kerav Meir. Shmuel wanted to hold out the most Mekel sheet that he could find. So when he saw Reb Meir's sheet, Reb Meir was more Mekel than Reb Yossi. So he passed him like Reb Meir because anyway, more fast days. What do you want more? Right. But Kivin the Shemil or Reb Shimon the Mekel Tvei. Since then he heard Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel is even more Mekel. Amar he said Halacha like Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel. Halacha like Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel. So the Chasam Sofer has an amazing point. He says, how can Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel argue Megillas Tainus? How can he argue Megillas Tainus? Didn't we just say that if the day that's in Megillas Tainus, the day before, the day after, are off limits in some respect? And Rav Shir Megillah says they're not. So the Chasam Sofer says, the Megillas Tainus, he says there were two Megillas Tainuses. The Megillas Tainus was just a list of dates. Just a list of dates. He's a Bekitzer Nimritz. Just a list of dates that were special because special events took place on those days. What to do before and after? Those were separate prices. Those were separate prices. You can argue on that. He's a Tana. You can argue on a Brisa. He can make his own Brisa. So those days. So the interpretation of Megillas Tainus, that was open to interpretation. That was open, but before and after, that was open to a machlokas. That's not off limits. The actual days themselves, apparently, there was no machlokas about them. There's a tradition, and once they established a day, it was accepted throughout. But before and after, so that's why he's being medayik. The words behon are in the real Megillas Tainus. These are the days of Megillas Tainus. So Rosh Hashanah is allowed to be medayik in that. Only these days, not before and after. So it's not a stira. He's allowed to say that. V'chein Amar Bali Amar B'chia Bar Ava Amar B'yochanan Halacha K'Reb Yossi. The Halacha is like K'Reb Yossi. Amar B'chia L'Bali Asper Halach. I'll tell you Ki Amar B'yochanan Halacha K'Reb Yossi. When did he say that Halacha is like K'Reb Yossi? Only Adelo Lehisna'a. Only on the days you can't fast. But about Spedim we hold like we're mayor. V'mi Amar B'yochanan Hachi. Is that true? V'Amar B'yochanan Halacha K'Stam Mishnah. Halacha is like we're mayor. Utnan, and we learned. We're going to learn this in a few weeks in Masechtas Megillah. Afal Pisha Amru. Even though we said Makdimin V'lo Ma'achrin, we can make days early, but we can't make days late. That means we can lean the Megillah early. If somebody lives in some far out town without a minion, so he would come to a bigger town on a Yom Kanisa, on a Monday or a Thursday, he would come early and they laid the Megillah early. That's perfectly acceptable. Not later, only early. So it could be that they would lay the Megillah as early as the 11th day of the month of Adar. Very early. That's perfectly fine because otherwise they're not going to hear Megillah. So even though we said that they make it early, we don't make it late. Mutarin behesped v'tainus. But those days, even if you're going to lay the Megillah, you can still have a hesped on the tainus. You can still have a hesped on the tainus. Now, the Gemara says, Enos, when can this apply? When can you lay Megillah early and still be permitted to have a hesped on the tainus? Elam b'nei chamesar, if it's people who live in a town and for them it's the fifth Purim, would be the 15th, let's say, v'kakor lei ba'ar besar, and they're reading Megillah on the 14th, which is the real Purim. Umi shari? You're allowed to have a hesped and a tainus on Purim? Of course not. V'aksiv Megillah tainus, yom arba asar bo, the 14th of Adar, v'yom chamisha asar bo, and the 15th of Adar, yom puraya inun, that's Purim. You can't have a hesped on that. You can't have a hesped on Purim. the Amar Rava. Why do you have to single out the 14th and 15th? Lo nitzrucha el asar es shal zeh bezeh v'es shal zeh bezeh. That if I live in a town where we read the 14th, and I go to a town where it's the reading on the 15th, or vice versa, it's off limits. Even though it's not my town, it's off limits. Rashi quotes the Gemara because everybody's a resident of the town where they're at, for regarding this halacha. So that it can't be that I'm reading it on the 14th and I can fast on the 14th. That's impossible. It's Purim. Ella b'nei arbeisar. No. So really, it's people that live in a town where on the 14th would be Purim. The kakari le b'tleisar. But they're reading it on the 13th because that's a Monday or a Thursday. So then that can't be. It can't be that. On the 13th they're allowed to have hespedim. That can't be. Yom nikinar hu. That's the day of Nicanor, which we'll say in a minute. It's also Tainus Esther, by the way. But with Yom Nicanor, it's a special day. The Ela B'nei Arbeisar, rather, Purim fell out on the 14th. But the Kakorle B'Treisar, but you're reading it on the 12th. That also can't be. Why not? Yom Turainus Hu. That's Trajan's day. Right? The Emperor of Rome. Emperor Trajan. We have Yonta for him. We'll say why there's Yonta for him. It's not for him. It's for Tzadikim. Anyway, so that can't be. Can't be that the fasting on the 12th, it's one of the days of Megillas Tarnas. El Allah, that must be, the Kakari Lay Bechadzar, Bechadesar. They're reading the Megillah on the 11th. Right? The Katani, and what do we say? Mutter Behesped of Tarnas. You're allowed to have a Hesped, you're allowed to have a Tarnas on the 11th day of Adar, even though you're letting Megillah that day, it's still acceptable. But wait a minute, is it the day before the 12th day? Is it the day before a day of Megillas Tainus? How could you have a hesped? How could that be? So the Gemara says, "Lo, no, can't be." So that's not right. It can't be. Rather, what's pshat? B'nei arba asar. It's people on the 14th. The kokari le b'treisar, and they're reading it on the 12th. So that day is okay. Ah, v'kilamar the yom triyanis hu. But isn't it the day of Trajan? So we say, Yom Triyan is Gufe Betule Betule. That was the bottle that day. That special day was bottle. Why? Hoil Venerguba Shemaya Vachia Achiv. Because Shemaya and his brother were killed on that day. Who's Shemaya and his brother? Rashi says, Chasidim Hayu, they were Chasidim, Velo Pirish Mihim. We don't know who they are. And then Rashi says something so interesting. The Oso Sha'achla Aryeh Idu Haya. There's a story in Navi where a lion ate somebody. That wasn't him. That was someone else. That was Edo. What's Rashi mentioning that for? It's not even the same name. Maybe there was a different girsa that Rashi's telling you. It's not that person. Anyway, so the 12th day was Batal. Right? So the 12th day is off limits. So that's the case. The case is Purim is on the 14th, but I live in a very small town. So I came to the big city on the 12th. And I'm reading Megillah on the 12th. I'm allowed to have a hesped now. It's Yom Trianus. No, Yom Trianus is Mavatal. So the Gemara says, yeah, but wait a minute. Kiha the Rav Nachman Gazer Tanisa Betreisar. Rav Nachman wants to establish a Tainus on the 12th day. Amrulei Rabbanon. The Rabbanon told him, Yom Trianus. So how could you make a Tainus today? It's Yom Trianus. Amaluhu. No, Yom Trianus. Gufa Mavatal Mavutle. That day was been Mavatal. Hovel Venerag Bo Shemaya Vachia Achiv. Because the Shemaya's brother were killed on that day. So they took away that day as a special day. So the Gemara says, but isn't it the day before Yom Nikinar, which is also a special day? It's the day before Yom Nikinar. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be. Amar Ravashi, hashti ihu gufe betule. We mavato the day itself. Mishum Yom Nikinar negum v'nigzar. What, so now we're going to say you can't because it's the day before Yom Nikinar? No, that can't be. That doesn't make any sense. If we mavato the day itself, how can we still bring back the rule because it's the day before a different day?
That was on
Amin Aleph. Rashi mentioned the same point. Rashi said the same thing on Amin Aleph. I can't say that.
No, but the Gemara said you do. That's why he gave you two...
Right, Rashi asked that question. Top line. The top line of the long Rashi from the bottom. V'i kasha akati le matisha avafilu mir milsa debatule akati hu asa mitaman yegufe mishom kama yoma dechad shvuaya. The day before. Tuhu yom shalafanav. Lav pirchohu. That's not a kasha. Tuhu yantav gufe batul. The demand of itself is bottle. The us the anan nikum likum velidzar kame yoma the toast of chagad the shvuaya the kiyagav the matar the kamam biyom triyanas. We're going to give the same answer on Amud Beis. Right, exactly. So it doesn't work. It can't work. So Fine. So what did we say now? There was a special day called Yom Nikanor, which we're going to explain right now, and there was also a special day called Yom Triyanis, which was eventually Mevatel. Everyone points out, this is not the same Nikanor who brought the doors, the Nikanor gates. Not the same person. That person was a good person. This person was an evil person. Why is it named after the evil person? I don't know. I think that's such a strange thing. We would never call Purim Yom Haman. We never do that. We never name the special days after wicked people. So, you know, we never say Yom Nevuchadnezzar. We don't do that. I just found it very interesting. I don't know why they're called by these bad people. Now the Gemara is going to say, my Nikanor, my Triyanis. What are these special days all about? The Tanya. Nikanor, Echad me'africha Yivanim haya. Nikanor was one of the, he's a soldier, a Greek soldier. He was a Greek soldier. B'chol yom v'yom, every day ha'yameinif yodo, he waved his hand, ha'yehud v'yushalayim, he'd sweep his hand like, you know, in the map room, v'omer and say, emesai tipol v'yodei, when is this town going to fall, v'yamsina, and I'll trample all over it? When's that going to happen already? Every day he'd do that. U'kishagavra malchus beis chashmonoi v'nitzchum, when the chashmonoim were victorious, katsutsu b'honos yodo v'raglov, they cut off his thumbs and his big toes, right? Because mida keneged mida. He was waving his hand. When am I gonna trample? So we'll cut off your fingers and toes. V'tala'a m'sha'arei Yerushalayim, and they hung him by the gate of Yerushalayim. V'amru, and they said, Pesh shahayim adaber begaiva. Your mouth that was such a gaiva talking. When am I gonna? V'yadayim shayo minifos al Yerushalayim, and your fingers that were waving on Yerushalayim, tasa behem nekama. We have nekama now. Right, so again, so it was that, and that day was the 12th, 13th day of Adar. It was a special day. So again, why are we calling it Yom Nikanor? I don't know. If anyone has an answer, I'd love to hear an answer for that question. And you could just think about a lot of tzaras, a lot of victories that we had. We never named the day after bad people. Okay, although there were communities where they would establish like private Purims, where they would also have like special days, right? The Magen Avraham even quotes this. They would have special days of, they were called minor Purims, Purim Katans, real Purim Katans. And many of them are named after, some of them are named after the town where they lived, right? There's a Purim of Michelstadt, there's a Purim of Frankfurt, different various Nisim or quasi-Nisim or legends that happened on those days. That was special days. They were, big tragedies were averted, people that, you know, terrible people died, and the decrees were averted. So they became special days in the towns. There's one in Baghdad, but I don't think any of them are called after the Rishayim, which is very interesting. Anyway, my Triinus, what's Triinus? Triinus, I believe he's Emperor Trajan, who lived in, he's before the Emperor Hadrian. He lived during the time of, right before Bar Kokhba, like 120s, in the 110s, after the Common Era. That's when he lived. Anyway, Amru, the story is as follows. Kishabiki Triyanas Lahara gets Lulianas Vupapas, Achiv Balutka. He wanted to kill the following two brothers, Lulianas and Papas, who were brothers in Lutka. Rashi's Lutka is Lud. What's the background over here? So Rashi says that Triyanas' daughter died, and his daughter died, and they accused the Jewish people of killing her. So he was going to wipe them all out, or the town, a lot of people were going to die. And Rashi says that shenehargu bito shel melech, shenimtet haruga, she was found dead, v'amru ha'yehudim harguha, the Jews killed her. The first blood libel, the first one. V'gazru gzeira al sneim shel Yisrael, they made a gzeira on the Jews, it's a euphemism, v'amdu elu upadu es Yisrael. These two brothers got up and said, they saved Klai Yisrael. V'amru, and they said, honor hargu, we did it. We're the ones, we're the murderers. The Harak HaMelech le'elu bulvad, and the Melech said, oh, you're the murderers? Then I'm only going to kill the two of you. So the two of them got up and said, it was us. And Amalehem, so he told them, Im me'amo shel Hananya Mishal v'Azarya, if you are from the nation of Hananya Mishal v'Azarya, if you're tzaddikim, right, then atem yavo lechem v'yatzel eschem liyadai, then Hashem should come and save you. Kederech shehitzel es Hananya Mishal v'Azarya, mi'ad v'vuchadnetzach. Just the way he saved them from the hand of the Nebuchadnezzar. So Amru lo, they answered back to Trajan, Hanani Mishal Vazaya, Tzadikim Gemurin Hayu. Hanani Mishal Vazaya were Tzadikim Gemurin. Viruyin Hanulahasos Lahem Nes. And they were worthy to have a Nes done for them. And Vinebuchadnezzar Melech Hagen Haya. He was an appropriate king. What does that mean, he was an appropriate king? We also call him a Rasha. He was appropriate because we know that the Gemara says that when he saw what happened, he wanted to say Shira v'shbachas to Hashem. Right? The Gemara says that if he would have been allowed to do that, he would have outshined David's Tehillim. That's how great his potential was. He was a Rasha, he was an evil person, but on some, he was a very interesting person. One of the reasons we take three steps back in Shemoneh Esrei is because it's a reference to Nebuchadnezzar, who did that when he heard Hashem's name. He got up, took three steps back out of a sign of respect. He's a very interesting person, Nebuchadnezzar. So they're calling him a Melech Hagun. He was an appropriate person. He recognized Hashem. He didn't like it necessarily. He didn't like his people, but he recognized such a thing as Hashem. When he was bested, he was going to say Shira. V'ruy Lazar was an ace al yadu. He was worthy to have an ace done through him. He was worthy to witness an ace. But also you, Rasha Hedjit, you're a Rasha Hedjit. You're Stam Rasha Hedjit. The Eino Royal Azos Neis Al Yadu. You don't deserve it. The Anu Nitzchaibu Kliya L'makom. And not only that, we deserve Misa. Rashi says, Rashi's very interesting here, because he says, V'nitzchaibu Misa, Al Chet Chayvi Misa's Bezdin. We did some Chet, that we're Chayvi Misa's Bezdin anyway. However, a few lines above, Rashi says, Tzadikim Gemurim Hayu. They were Tzadikim Gemurim. I believe that the Rambam doesn't hold like that. We'll see in a minute what the Rambam says. V'im'ein ata harganu, if you don't kill us, they say to Trajan, Hashem has a lot of ways Hashem to get rid of us, right? There's a lot of bears and lions out there. A lot of wild animals out there. Dangerous world. That could bump into us, and can kill us. Ella, lomitzan hakadosh baruch hu biyadecha. The only reason we're here, the only reason God gave us to you, ella sha'asili para damino miyadecha. The only reason we're here is so one day Hashem will exact vengeance from you. Afal pi kein, even so, hargan miyad, they were killed right away. Amru, the story goes, lozazu misham, that they didn't move from there. A short time later, Achabo di pule miromi, some guy from Rome came, upatze was mocho bigizrin. And he killed Trajan with some kind of instrument. So Trajan died. So he got his just desserts. So the Rambam wrote a letter to a community that was being forced. There was some radical Muslim sect in some part of the world, not that much changed, and they were forcibly converting the Jews to become Arabs. And they wrote a letter to the Rambam, what are our duties? And he wrote a letter, in Hebrew it's called the Geras HaShmad, in English it's called the Letter of Martyrdom, and he writes in there what the duties are. So the Rambam says as follows, he says, a person to whom God has granted the privilege to rise to the lofty level of dying al Kiddush Hashem, for the sanctification of Hashem's name, although he may not have been a Torah scholar, merits to be in the world to come. Even if he was as sinful as Yerovim ben Nevat and his colleagues. Could be a big Rasha, you die al Kiddush Hashem, that's a free ticket to the front row. The rabbis say of this, quote, no one can approach the high rank of those martyred by the government, end quote. So the Rambam says, who are we referring to? We cannot say this refers to Rabbi Akiva and his colleagues, because surely they had other claims to eminence. Anyway, Rabbi Akiva is a tzaddik. Rabbi Akiva didn't have to die al Kiddush Hashem to be in Gan Eden, to be in the front row. Anyway, so the Rambam says, it must be referring to the martyrs of Ludka, which are Lulianus and Pappas. Right, which seems to imply that we're not tzaddikim gemurim. They were regular people. Regular people who stepped up to the occasion and saved the whole Klal Yisrael, or a good portion of them. And because of that, the Rambam says, that's the kind of Kiddush Hashem we're talking about. That's a special Kiddush Hashem. Anybody can do Kiddush Hashem. But Rashi even quotes that Gemara. He says, nobody can even come near them in Gan Eden. Why? Because they died al Kiddush Hashem. Not them, a lot of people also. But, you know, you don't have these too many of these cases in the Gemara where people died al Kiddush Hashem. So it's very interesting. There's a huge, huge, huge topic about donating organs. Whether you can donate organs, whether that's appropriate. So there's Mekilim, there's Machrim, back and forth. Ramosha held, it's a very long truth, I'm only going to read the very, very, very end of it. Ramosha held that if you put yourself in danger by donating an organ, then you can't do it. Right? Ramosha says that even if the other person is a Talmud Chacham and you're an Amma Aretz and isn't it worthwhile, he says, who said your blood's better than his blood? Right? You cannot save somebody else by putting yourself into a sakana vadai. I'm going to give away this, and I'm going to die. But you can't do that. That's a motion. Others argue. It's a very, I'm not going to get to the halacha about that. But then he says, I v'zeh papas v'luliyamas achim. What about them? They did that. She'amru al atzmam sheker. They lied. Sheheim hargu bas melech el hatzalas Yisrael. They said they killed the king's daughter just to save the other Jews. How could they do that? Kidei, kidei sebetayin astav yudchez berashi. Rashi says, the story, right? Right, the Gemara doesn't say what the story was. Rashi says that they took the blame for the death of the daughter. V'chein berashi baba basa daf yud, av shemashah shem loho yubichal ha-gzeira. Apparently they weren't even part of the gzeira. Because if they were part of the gzeira, Ramosha is saying, then what they say? No, it was only us. But anyway, we're going to kill you. So it must have been there were other people. They came from somewhere else. And said, no, we really did it. Right? Right, like Rashi said, nobody could stand near them in Gan Eden. What they did was so unbelievable. Kedis is the Gemara. Shamhu mishum dehatzalas Yisrael shiny. No, it's for a rabbin. For a rabbin, it's different. Right? That's what Avol Hachnis Atzma Rakl Suffik Sheefer Shagam Lo Yicha Ain Suffik Shalo Ose Lahachshiv Kigazer Vader. Right. So that's what Ramosha says. For a rabbin, that's a different story. You want to save a whole town, a bunch of towns, that already is acceptable. That's what they did. They died, not for one person, they did it for the whole town. That's acceptable, that's okay. And so I know that the Chazon Ish had a tshuva about diverting the missile so less people will die. It's appropriate, it can bring a riot from here. Right? If the missile's going to go to town A, the more if you can get diverted somehow to town B, it'll be less. Is that it's a very, the life shilas, but just some, where Moshe is dealing with a huge shilas, our Gemara comes into play. Okay, let's just finish. So the Mishnah said, we never started a Tainas on a Thursday because we were afraid that it was going to jack up the prices. And Ein goes with Tainas Rosh Chodeshim, we don't start a Tainas on Rosh Chodesh or Hanukkah or Purim. What if we had a series of Tainasim and it fell on those days? That was a machlokas. So we said, "V'kama havi haschala." How many days is a start? Is it three or is it one? In other words, we're not allowed to start on Rosh Chodesh. What does that mean? So Rav Acha Amar Shalosh, three. You can't start one of those three series on Rosh Chodesh. Rav Asi Amar Acha is even one. Now regarding Chanukah and Purim, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir Shamar Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel Abba Chachamim Omrim Misana Umashlim. If those days fall out on Chanukah and Purim, You fast and you're mashlim. Darish marzutra mishmei derav huna halacha. The halacha is misane umashlim. We fast and we even mashlim the fast. Tosfa says, I believe Tosfa says, no, right. Rashi Tosfa top Tosfa pirish had the kapasak halacha misane umashlim. That's only Arosh Chodesh koi. Aval the I Chanukah Purim any achol hisanos Chanukah Purim for sure not. Why the yom mishdev simcha tziv. Doesn't say Mishnah Simcha by Chanukah, right? Doesn't say that anywhere. There's no Torah by Chanukah. There's no Navi by Chanukah. It does say that by Purim, but we have an extension. There's no fasting on Chanukah. And when can you fast? That's only Rosh Chodesh. Like we said before, that the Mechaber said certain days you're allowed to fast. Some of those days even fall out on Rosh Chodesh. Hajar Lach said a Tainus Kesed. Hajar said a Tainus Kesed. Hajar Lach said a Tainus Kesed. Today's shiur was sponsored by Matzi Rivi Shifer, Lila Nishmas, Harav Meir Zavol. Ben Avram Zev. And Chaya Esther Bas Nachum Yitzchak. Everyone have a good Shabbos.